I'm David Ford. Singer-songwriter Kike Rodriguez Pastor grew up in Peru and the U.S., and his passion for music encompasses everything from Dominican singer-songwriter Juan Luis Guerra to pop sensation Michael Jackson. Along the way, Kike has developed an extensive archive of recorded music in collaboration with other musicians, like the Tyler Nail Trio, and as a solo artist. His new album is titled Love Like, and we're sampling from it right now.
I really wanted to hone in on a particular style that happened to be resonating in me at the time. And it was one that had, you know, this sort of tropical feel to it with the bongos and having this sort of ska reference. It's got this international flavor and it's got this just, I don't know, people keep telling me. I imagine myself being on the beach when I listen to this. I pretty much did everything that I could do. Laid down the guitar, laid down the bass, and then I invited my friend Oseku to come and do the percussion. And then I had my friend Susie.
Is this Susie McCauley of The Breathing Room?
Correct.
Oh, how about that?
Okay. Yeah. Her voice is, I mean, everyone who's been hearing these songs, they're just saying the same thing they're saying. Susie's voice just lifts the album to a whole new level. It's just so complimentary to what I'm doing, and it's just beautiful in and of itself.
It's a great pairing with your voice, too. It creates a really nice instrument.
Yeah, I agree. It's a nice contrast, and when we sing together at the same time in the album, there's a nice ring to it. I think I wanna travel.
Mother God, I wanna grow and I pray. Teach me to hear you shine on this world. Is spirituality a big part of your life?
It is. It's central. You know, every single day I try to nurture my spirituality.
Yeah. There's definitely a yearning or longing quality in this particular tune. What is that in that sense?
You know, the yearning is actually the theme of the album. It's present, and it's one I wasn't intentional about. It's actually something that I realized in retrospect. You know, yearning to find a sense of home or yearning to grow as a person, you know, to grow in my spirituality or to explore, travel, you know, meet a companion of some, you know, what have you. It's yearning is pretty much present throughout the entire album. And that's kind of how I've been describing this album, as a playful expression of human yearning.
The darker, angst-ridden, youthful transgression, you know, yearning for things they can't achieve has been plumbed in mind many, many times. But this other kind of glass-half-full approach to yearning is relatively fresh, I would say.
You know, that's one of the biggest inspirations musically, in addition to Michael Jackson. It's a Latin American fellow named Juan Luis Guerra. And Juan Luis Guerra he has been described to be the Beatles of Latin America. His music is just timeless, and he's been around for a number of decades now. And his music is like that. I feel that he expresses all kinds of sentiments in his lyrics, whether it's romance or whether he's talking about social issues like poverty. He expresses things of all natures, but he always presents it with this music that is optimistic and joyful. And that's something that I wanted to do as well, because in the content of his songs, he expresses anger, he expresses frustration, but he's not bitter about it. And that's what the music communicates, you know, the playfulness and the optimism. Anyway, that speaks to me. I'm trying to sort of do the same thing. I want to say whatever, express whatever it is I have to express, but I want to try to embrace sort of this optimistic attitude with the music.
You bring the best of the 60s to your music sometimes. I mean, you didn't live through the 60s at all, but I'm talking about just great vocal choruses and full harmonies. And is there a specific feeling you associate with those sorts of
absolutely.
Sounds?
Absolutely. The Beach Boys, huge influence. I love the Beach Boys. I love their album Sunflower. That's definitely a direct influence with what I do for a number of years now. I love harmonies and I love that 60s pop. I love it.
Singer-songwriter Kike Rodriguez Pastor. His new album is titled Love Like. The Sunny CD will be available for online purchase beginning, appropriately enough, on summer solstice, tomorrow, June 21st. Half of the proceeds will go to El Buen Pastor Latino Community Services in the Triad, and you'll find links to more information about both at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.